This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 1. Annunciation. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 1. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." No one expected it, not Joseph, and certainly not Mary. A child before marriage, a son conceived without having sex, however that might work. He would be a holy child, someone set apart to God. He would be the Son of God, whatever that might mean. That's what the angel told Mary. Naturally, Mary asked how this would happen. The angel said the Holy Spirit would come upon her. Whoever heard of such a thing? Joseph and Mary expected that any child they might have would be a gift from God, but they sure didn't expect this. Though their son would be conceived in an extraordinary way, he would be born in the usual way. He would eat and sleep in the usual way. He would grow up in the usual way, and he would learn the family trade in the usual way. For a long time, there wouldn't be much unusual about their son. Not until the Holy Spirit, who would come upon Mary, would also descend on their son. The Spirit would send their son on a mission to be the Savior of the world. That mission would unfold in ways no one expected, but their son would keep moving forward. With a generous heart, with a courageous spirit, and with toughened souls, he would stick to the path of that mission for the glory of God. Pray with me. Jesus, you are the pioneer and perfecter of faithfulness. Your feet walk the path ahead of us. May our feet keep moving as we walk along behind you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.